Well, the German economy had no winter in January and February, and as a result, construction was much stronger than usual this time of the year. On top of that, the consumers, which had paused over Christmas, returned to the shops early in 2008, and that propelled German growth up.
Well, it seems rather amazing that the rest of us are getting glum, certainly in the United States, certainly in Britain, one or two Eurozone economies, but the Germans are doing so well. Is it just a blip?
I think it is mostly a blip. We will probably see in the second and third quarter that the growth trend is actually much weaker. On top of that, we yet have to see the full impact of the extremely strong euro as well as of the extremely high oil prices. So the start into 2008 was very good for Germany, less good for others, but even Germany is not going to hold up going forward.
Well, certainly, what sort of a role is the strong euro going to play? Again, looking more broadly, certainly in terms of exporting into the dollar zone, it's getting more and more difficult for Eurozone companies, isn't it?
Yes, Eurozone exports to the United States are already falling, largely because US demand is so weak, but also because the currency is starting to hurt. And mind you, it takes typically about 9 months for the full impact of the exchange rate moves to come through. So we learned today that the Eurozone could cope with the exchange rates we had last summer. How the Eurozone will fare with the exchange rates of the last few months we'll only learn over this summer, and the news is likely to be this exchange rate of the recent month has been too high.
Okay, well clearly that does give us grounds for pessimism in terms of the start of fall, the end of 2008, start of 2009. It may be that we might see kind of a recession or certainly a sharp slowdown towards the end of the year, essentially mirroring what's been happening in the United States right now this first quarter.
We will probably see a sharp slowdown in the second quarter already, extending until close to the end of the year. Whereas at the same time, the U.S. economy may hit bottom. So the economic fortunes of the two regions, which currently are diverging a lot, will probably converge to a significant extent by the end of this year. Yes.
Let's look at what is, if you like, the sick man of Europe, or at least the sick man of the Eurozone, and that is Spain. I mean, that is clearly suffering some punishment. Is it all housing related?
It is in Spain mostly housing related. Year over year, actually, Spain is not doing that badly. They're still growing in annual terms at a 2.7% rate. It is just that by their own standards, they have slowed down a lot, and they will likely slow down to growth rates of no more than 1%, which is the current US pace, within the next one or two quarters. For Spain, that feels like real pain.